What road is that on? You remember?
I think it's actually Elkins Road, but it's right down Henry Road.
Yeah.
Next to Henry Park.
No. Yeah. So. My mom works right there. So yeah. I'm just trying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Only got to go there for 1 year, but it's kind of weird because it was like brand new. We're the first class to go there. So
then you went to Roswell High School, mm-hmm. you said? All right. How would you describe the education you got at any of these places? Good, bad?
I feel like I was pretty blessed to have some really good teachers, really engaging teachers. So that and my parents really encouraged me to work hard at school. And so I studied a lot up until like junior, senior year of high school. But now all my teachers are really amazing. Fortunate to be in some honors and AP classes, which were a lot more challenging, yet I learned a lot more. So,
do you have any specific memories of any one of those teachers, like a specific lesson or something that lesson. You remember for them being?
Well, I remember like just a lot of my elementary school teachers, especially my first grade teacher. Her name was Ms. Marcica, but like, I just really remember her because she was like so encouraging and spoke so highly of me to my parents that I was like, oh, I guess, you know, I'm a good student and stuff. So, I don't know, she just really helped me be studious, I guess.
Good enough. Did any of these schools that you attended have any sort of, you know, reputation in the community, like, don't go there, or definitely go there, that sort of thing?
Like the schools I attended?
Yeah.
Or, I guess Elkins Point was just unsure of, because it was so new, they were like, you know, we kind of got to be the judge of it, which it was a little shaky at first, and, like, it's known, there's a lot of gangs riding around there, even, like, middle school gangs, but, I mean, Roswell High School, from what I've heard from parents and stuff, is... I mean, kids will move there or transfer there to get, it's a really good school, especially in the SAT and ACT rankings, I guess. It's and the AP opportunities are really good.
Were there any schools maybe that you didn't go to that had worse reputations?
Not really. Worst reputations academically, besides like call it Independence High School, like the Second Chance High School, I think is actually what it's called now. but that's after you got kicked out of a high school.
Yeah.
I mean, not really bad reputations. Some were known for some more drug use and stuff, but like, really every school was pretty solid in the around the area.
Tell me about a typical day in Roswell High School. I don't know, just run me through.
Going through high school, I always got up as late as possible, so I'd get like up at 8:15 and hurry off to school. School would start around 8:40, and I guess there were seven or eight periods. Tough to remember now, but going to school now, classes were, you know, shorter, so it's a lot. Appreciated the shorter attention span necessary.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's see. I mean, really, after school is where I remember most of my stuff, because playing baseball, I'd spend three and a half hours practicing every day. And we weren't practicing, we were working out and playing games. So I really, my parents and I figured that was pretty much a part-time job, so never worried about getting one of those as long as I kept my grades up. I mean, after that, I'd just go out to eat with friends, maybe, or I'd come straight home, get a snack, and study.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, I didn't have much of a social